This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Hussein Abdullah gets his degree today at SMU, and his journey to the stage at Moody Coliseum is like no other. He played 7 years in the NFL, and in the middle of that, he took a year off for his Hajj, the Islamic pilgrimage to Mecca. 2 years ago, he quit football after his fifth concussion. Now Hussein Abdullah has a new mission to get North Texans talking about race. Hussein Abdullah, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you having me.
How does someone go from an NFL locker room to a master's degree in conflict resolution?
There was a couple years where my parents homeschooled us. And my mother, she has two or three master's degrees herself. Hmm.
And that was in Pomona, California.
Yeah, it's in Pomona, California. And she would give us work from her college courses, even though at the time I was only in like fourth grade.
Nice.
And, you know, I used to complain, like, why do I have such a hard workload? But she was really stilling that bug for education within us.
Is it possible to be a man of faith in football, a Muslim, when there's so much Christian dogma hanging over the game? I'm thinking about pregame prayers, mm-hmm, you know, all the Christian traditions. Mm-hmm. Had to be a little bit tough for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's different. I'm kind of the odd man out. There was only two times where there was another Muslim on my team. But I actually enjoy seeing people come together and pray, read their Bible, and have their fellowship, and really have that sense of purpose greater than themselves. And it actually helped me to become a better person and a better Muslim.
There was a time when you scored a touchdown, bowed down in prayer, and then had a penalty called on you. How did you react to that?
At the time, you know, as long as it doesn't affect the game, you know, that's all I cared about. But it really was a personal moment in the public eye. I just had extreme gratitude, and it kind of showed up in the form of a prostration, a sujood, in the end zone on Monday Night Football.
So your NFL career was a really interesting mix. I mean, you did things that nobody else did. I mean, that idea of taking a year off for the Hajj, that was also kind of in between concussions, as I understand it, too. You had had your fourth one at that point?
Yeah, so I had four concussions in a very short time span while playing for the Minnesota Vikings.
And which was your first team out of school.
Yes. The fourth one put me on injured reserve. So when you have a concussion and you're on injured reserve, you literally do nothing. Hey, stay out of the light. Don't watch TV. Don't read too much. So a lot of contemplation, a lot of reflection, and thinking about, hey, if I say that I live for the sake of God and that God comes first, then I need to make sure that he's first in everything that I do.
You retired 2 years ago, and in that time, the Take a Knee controversy flared up, the Black Lives Matter movement really took root. It feels like such a racially divisive time in this country. What's the conversation we need to have?
We just have to be able to talk about race. It's one of our nation's greatest sins. Instead of addressing it, we just try to cover it up and act like it never happened. And the more we do that, the more the tempers flare, the more people quietly become more divided. And I think a lot of us shy away from conflict because we don't know how to handle it. And we don't know how to sit in an emotionally uncomfortable place.
You've talked about racism in the country as a whole. You've also said there's racism within the Muslim community today. How so?
Whether you're African-American, whether you've come from Saudi Arabia or from the subcontinent or Africa, or if you've converted and you are already here as an American, just because you believe that God is one, you believe that his final prophet was the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden you don't have any negative qualities of a human being. You just have a belief that God is one. And so people could still be racist, and it's something that can be worked on.
You and your brothers have started an operation to try to, like, build bridges within the Muslim community.
Yeah, so we're working on a nonprofit called the Ashab Network, just a network of companions, where what we want to do is take Muslim influencers, and we can have the Muhammad Ali effect, where an individual who has influence and status and goes on this journey for the sake of God, and he's able to touch many lives. And we'd like to do that same thing.
Hussein Abdullah, good luck with the commencement, and thanks for taking the time.
No, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.